Welcome, this is Ashir Mekutei Sichas Chelek Yud Beis, Parshas Achri, Ha'ara 35, in the end of the Sicha. This is a Rashi Sicha, where Rashi quotes Rebbe. So the Rebbe, at the end, is explaining the diuk of Rebbe. The Rebbe writes in the Pnim, Rebbe Sidur V'Kosav Mishnayis, Rebbe organized and wrote the Mishnayis. So Ha'ara 35 is a whole dion in the opinions of what exactly was Rebbe's involvement in organizing and writing Mishnayos, different shittas. So it starts off, the Rebbe brings four opinions of Rishonim and Gaonim that Rebbe actually wrote the Mishnayos. So number one, the Rambam. Rambam Bakhtamosi Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam in his introduction to Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam writes, Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chibir HaMishnah. Rabbi Danasi composed the Mishnayos. And he writes as well, V'shinenoi L'chachomim B'rabim. Rabbi Danasi taught it to the Chachamim in public, v'niglal kol Yisrael, it was publicized amongst all the Yidden, uchsavuha kulay, and Rabbi Danasi wrote the whole thing. It's very clear from the Rambam that Rabbi Danasi wrote Mishnayos. As well, the Rebbe brings, Mavi Talmud, Rabbi Shmuel Nagid B'tchilasai, Mavi Talmud, the introduction to Gemara from Rabbi Shmuel Nagid was in times of the Gaonim, so before the Rambam. He writes, similarly, Ki kosva lema'an tamid yomim rabim, that Rabbi Danasi wrote the Mishnayos in order for it to stay for a long time, petishakach mileva koirim v'teyoved, so that it should not be forgotten from the hearts of the readers and be lost. So again, he writes clearly the word kosva, that Rabbi Danasi wrote the Mishnayos. Next, the Rebbe brings Tosfos Rid, Gittin daf samach amud alef. We're going to actually see the sugya on Gittin soon. But for now, the Tosfos Rid has a lashon of zeh samach Rebbe shekosav haMishnah. That this is what Rebbe relied on when he wrote the Mishnayos, as we're going to see soon what the sugya is discussing. So again, we see that Rabbi Danasi wrote the Mishnayos, and finally, the Meiri LaAvos, the Rebbe quotes the Pirush of Menachem Meiri on Maseches Avos and the Psicha. The Meiri has a whole long introduction similar to the Rambam, going through the history of Torah, and I didn't see in the Meiri the Lashon Kosav, but he constantly uses the term Chibur. He writes, Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chibur HaMishnah, he calls it the Chibur, and L'chayra Chibur, composition, a compilation, is a Lashon that you use for a Sefer, and that's again the Shitta that Rabbi Danasi actually wrote down the Mishnayos in book form. So that's the four Rishonim that are clear that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wrote the Mishnayos. Now, the main dion is going to be in Shitas Rashi. So the Rebbe brings in the second paragraph, V'hine yesh oimrim, shel Rashi, Shabbos, daf gimel mebeis, sukkah, daf chuches, mebeis, ve'oid, Rabbeinu rak sidr ha-mishnayis avaloi kosvam. Some opinions of Achreinim hold, that Shitas Rashi, in a few places, as we're going to go through, Shitas Rashi is that Rabbi Danasi only organized the Mishnayis, he put it together, he made it in order, but he did not actually write it down. He was still teaching it balpeh, and the chiddush was that Rabbi Danasi did, that he made it in an order, that there was a set seder how he was teaching the halachas, that until his days were just all over the place in Torah Shebalpeh, and Rabbi Danasi collected them all and organized them in an orderly fashion. However, he did not write them. He did not write it down in the book form. What are these opinions in Shitas Rashi? This is the way to learn Rashi. So first of all, let's see the Rashis. So number one, Shabbos Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara over there says as follows: Tanu Rabbanan, the Chachamim learn in a Braisa, Megillas Tainis, Mikos of Megillas Tainis. Who wrote Megillas Tainis? And the Gemara goes into the idea of Megillas Tainis. So Zok Rashi, what's the question? Mikos of Megillas Tainis? Zok Rashi, Megillas Tainis. All other Mishnayos and Braises were not written. The Osir LeKosvam, it was Osir to write them. Only this one was written to commemorate these special days that are Osir and them to fast. That's why it was called Megillah, Megillas Tainis. It wasn't just an inyan in Halacha, like Hilchas Tainis or whatever. It was Megillas Tainis because it was written in those days, book form in Megillah form. So that's the Rashi in Shabbos, and it's pretty clear from here that the Rashi writes that all the other Mishnayos and Braises were not written down. It's pretty clear that this is a statement of Tanoim, Tanu Rabbanan. It's pretty clear that the Mishnayos were not written down. So to Rashi in Sukkah, Tav Chavches Amud Beis, Over there, the sugya is about the halachis of a sukkah, living in a sukkah as much as you live in your house the rest of the year. And the Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, chamlun din a brisa, teishvu, kein taduru. When the Torah says you should live in your sukkah, it means just like you live in your house the rest of the year. And the brisa goes through a whole bunch of examples of uses that we do in our, things that we do in our house during the rest of the year, and you need to do in your sukkah during the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And the last one, the last two words in the brisa are, umishanan b'sukkah, and you should learn in the sukkah. Frek the Gemara, Eini, is that so? You have to learn in the sukkah. V'amar Rava, Rava said, Mikro misna b'mtalata. That Mikra, meaning Tanakh, and misna, meaning Mishnayis, Mishnah, that you have to do in the sukkah. You have to learn in the sukkah. Utnuye barmi mitalata. But learning, like Rashi explains, the Gemara of those days, which means to think about the Mishnayis and to be ma'ayin in the Mishnayis, that you could do outside of the sukkah. So the Gemara is asking a question on the Brisa from the words of Rava. How could the Brisa say that you have to learn inside the sukkah? Rava says that at least the Gemara part of learning is outside of the sukkah. So on the words of the Gemara, Mikro Misna, Rashi says, Mikriu Misne, Likreis Shebichsav, Velishneis Mishnayis, to read Torah Shebichsav and to recite Mishnayis, Haruchais Ushkureis Befeh, which are clear in your mouth, and they were learnt orally, they were recited orally. So that's what Mikro Misna means. And again, L'chayr, it's pretty clear from here that it's not written, that the Mishnayis were not written down. That it's it was only aruches shkureis befeh. It was only recited orally, and it was not written down. Now the Rebbe writes ve'oid. So I'm going to go to one of the later Rashi's that the Rebbe brings later in the Ha'ara, and let's look at it already now. This is a Rashi in Bam Metzia on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Over there, the Gemara is talking about the differences between learning Mishnayis and Gemara. And over there, the Gemara quotes a brisa that says that learning, the brisa is as follows. Ha'iskin b'mikra, those who learn only psukim, midah ve'ena midah. That's not the best thing. B'mishnah, midah ve'netin l'aschar. If they learn Mishnayis, so that's a little bit better, and they get reward for that. Gemara, ein l'cha midah g'day l'mizu. Gemara, there's nothing greater than it. And the brisa finishes off. Should always run to Mishnah more than to Gemara. And the Gemara over there continues to explain what the brisa means. The two steps of if Mishnayis or Gemara are greater than each other. But on that on those words that that for Mikra, it's Mida ve'ina Mida. It's not the greatest thing, Zok Rashi. Mida hiksas ve'ina Mida sheha Mishnah u'Gemara yafim mimena. Both Mishnah and Gemara are better than it, meaning better than Tanakh, than Mikra. Mipnei shetluyin begirsa, because there you see the hard work that's necessary in learning it and reviewing it. Umishtakim, because if you don't learn it and review it, it's going to be forgotten. Shebi mehem lo yihay Gemara b'chsav, because in their days, in the days of the Tanayim, Gemara was not written. V'gam lo yihay nitin lichtev, and it wasn't even allowed to be written. Only that in the later generations, because they realized that they were gonna totally forget it, so therefore they started writing it down. But in their days, Akrashi, it was not written. So again, Viter, it's mashma that that the Mishnayis was still not written in times of Rabbi Huda Hanasi. So these are the three Rashi's, which the Rebbe already said right in the beginning that some Achrenim learn. That this means that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi only organized the Mishnayis but did not write them down. So let's see. Let's start from the Shuri HaGilyon. The Rebbe brings V'chein Hidas Richa Giz Bakdamas Pirusha Yitzchayim Al Mishnayis. This is the opinion of Richa Giz, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Chagiz, who was born 400 years ago, and he wrote a sefer on Mishnayis called Yitzchayim. And over there in the introduction, he goes through the rules and the history of Mishnayis, and he writes over there very clearly. He holds, and I quote, "Uvemashar isi bepirush Rashi seif perak beis demetzia mashma de bimei Rebbe loy nichteva haMishna gam loy haGemara bimei Rav Ashi." He's going beikar on this third Rashi that I read from Baba Metzia, and he says it's mashma from that Rashi that in the days of Rebbe the Mishnayis was not written, and also in the days of Rav Ashi the Gemara was not written. So in other words, our dion is about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi writing Mishnayos or not. He actually takes a step further that the same thing applies for Ravashi, that Ravashi did not write the Gemara. And the truth is that the Ma'ari Chazan, Rav Yosef Chazan, who lived 150 years after him, he wrote this from Shal Shuvas Chikri Lev. He writes the same thing. He makes the same diyukim, and he takes it a step further into Gemara, that the Gemara was not written in the days of Ravashi, and Kol Shekein the Mishnayos were not written in the times of Mishnayos in the times of Rabbi Danasi, and they are beikar on this Rashi that we quoted, and they had a girsa hischilu derisenu lechasvay. If you look in the Rashi that we have in Bamitzia, this Rashi that we quoted last, it says El Fish and Ismat Valvavis is Chilu Deris Achronim Lekasvay, and the truth is that the word Achronim you see is in brackets. There was another Gerson Rashi is Chilu Derisenu Lekasvay, as if Rashi was writing our generations. We started writing the Mishnayos and Gemara, and they want to learn from there with a bunch of other proofs that. Taked, the Gemaras were only started to be written in the times before Rashi, in the times of the Rishonim, and definitely not in the times of Ravashi. And the same thing is with Mishnayos, that it was not written in the times of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So that's the opinion of these Achronim, the Ma'ari Chagiz and the Ma'ari Chazan, And that's what the Rebbe is bringing first for Shitas Rashi. So back in the Ha'ara, the Rebbe says, V'yedua Shaklataria, Bidas Rab Shir going begrosa bebeis hanuschoispa. Backing up a step, this is a big debate. This is a big discussion in two versions that we have of the letter of Shir Goin. Shir Goin was in the end of the era of the Goinim, and very little was known then on the history of Torah. And there was a letter written to him asking him to explain the history of Torah, how Torah was written, Mishnayos, Gemara, and a few specific questions. And he writes a lengthy answer going through every detail. He goes through the times of the Tanoim, the Amirayim, and he even goes into the times of the Goinim, and he writes the Seder that happened. Now, we have two main gersois of this letter, two nuschois of this letter. It's in general called the Nusach HaSfardi and the Nusach HaTzerfati, the Spanish version and the French version. Obviously pointing out that the Spanish version, the Chayra, is a little bit more mechuvan because they were a much more direct contact with Rav Shir Goin. They lived in that side of the world, and we're going to talk about that a little bit soon. But there's a whole bunch of differences, like consistent differences, between the two Nuschois of Rav Shir Goin's letter. And it basically, a lot of it has to do with exactly this point. Did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi write the Mishnayos or not? I'll quote a few examples of the differences that we have between the two Gersois. And throughout all of them, it sounds, from the Nusach HaSfardi, it sounds like Rav Shir Goin says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did write the Mishnayos, and the Nusach HaTzerfati, Rav Shir Goin is writing that he did not write the Mishnayos. So for example, he writes, in the Nusach HaSfardi, it says, V'loi havachad min arishonim, dekosav midam ad soif yoimid Rabbeinu HaKadosh. There was no one from the Rishonim. Obviously, Rosh Goin doesn't mean the Rishonim that we call Rishonim. He's talking about the Tanoim and the earlier generations. There was none of them that wrote anything until the end of the days of Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Rabbi Danasi. It's mashma that Rabbi Danasi did write. That same line, the Nusach HaTzerfati, reads, Va'ad seif yumayu d'rabbanon leko d'kosav midam kolikar. All the way until the end of the times of the Chachamim, there was nothing at all written. Now, who are these Chachamim? It's not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It doesn't specify, so it might be earlier, it might be later, but it's not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and from the context, it sounds like in that Nusach of the letter that he's writing, it was never written all the way till the end. So we see that according to Nusach HaTzerfati, Rabbi Shir Goin is saying that he did, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did not write it, Mashenkin according to Nusach HaSfardi. So to another example of a difference between the two Gersois. V'loy hava lehein lahanoch kamoi ad the ifter Rebbe chibur kosa v'garsin le'alpeh, that they weren't able to do anything until Rebbe wrote down the halachis, wrote down Mishnayos and taught it orally. And that's Nusach HaSfardi. Nusach HaTzerfati reads v'loy hava lehein lahani kamoi the ad the ifter Rebbe d'garsin le'peh echad, that they were the none of the previous generations had it until Rebbe came and taught it in one version. So again, we see very clearly Boilet the difference that according to Nusach HaSfardi, Rabbi Danasi wrote the Mishnayis Mashenkin according to Nusach HaTzarfati. And the Rebbe writes that this is a known shakla v'tarya. What is Take? What's the real Nusach of Shira Goin? We see the two Nuschais in it. So this again broadens our idea of did Rabbi Danasi write it or not? Write the Mishnayis or not? That we see that even within the Geras of Shira Goin, there are two ways. Now, if you say that, the Rebbe continues, Valpizeh, then it's something very strange. Number one, Mechulak Rashi al Kolanal. If you want to hold like these Acharinim learn Rashi, that according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi did not write the Mishnayis, and by the way, parenthetically, this is what some people want to say, that this is the idea that the Nusach HaSfardi, the Sfardim weren't, like we see later, in later generations, the Rambam and the Shmuel Nagid, etc. So they obviously all had this Kabbalah, this Messiah, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi did write the Mishnayis. Shenik, the Nusach HaTzarfati, where Rashi came from, obviously later, so they obviously had some sort of different Messiah that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi did not write the Mishnayis. Again, that would be if you say, like the Zachrinim, that according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi did not write the Mishnayis. But the Rebbe says, V'al pi zeh mechulak Rashi al kol anal. Number one, then Rashi's arguing with all the other Rishonim, and again, it's not only Rishonim, it's Rabbi Shmuel HaNagid, who was in time of the Ge'onim, etc. Number two, lo yishtamit Rashi b'shum mokim levayr l'ramiz al kopanim mikasva. If you're learning all these Rashis, that according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi did not write the Mishnayis, and the way that those Acharonim take it, that Rav Ashi did not write the Gemara, then it's interesting. Rashi doesn't explain anywhere, and he does not even miramiz who Taka wrote the Mishnayis in the Gemara. Number three, Kama Meir Rishonim Hamidabrim Bechsivas Hashas. There are many Rishonim that talk about this sugya of who wrote the Gemara and the Mishnayis, v'lo yizachru Rashi mechulak, and none of these later Rishonim living after Rashi mention this chiddush of Rashi according to these Acharonim, the way these Acharonim learn that Rashi argues. The oid kohenu shetzarichim yon, the Rebbe says there are many more points to ponder about if you say that according to Rashi, Rabbi Danasi did not write the Mishnayis. Now, before we continue in how the Rebbe learns Rashi and how the Rebbe explains Shitas Rashi, let's just give a little bit of background about this machlokes about Shitas Rashi. So the Chida in his Sefer Pesach Inayim, Pirshan Gemara, on this sugya on Bava Metzia, he brings down the Mari Chagiz and the Mari Chazan. He explains their proofs that Rabbi Danasi did not write the Mishnayis, Rashi did not write the Gemara, and then he very strongly, clearly argues with them, and he brings many, many proofs that it doesn't make any sense to say that the Gemara was only written, in times of Rashi. Number one, he says that the real Gersa in Rashi is the way we actually have it now printed in our Gemaras, the way the Maram's Gersa, Tzchilu Deres Achreinim L'Kasvai, that's not Rashi writing that in our generation, it's the times of the Rishonim. That's when he started writing the Gemara. It means Deres Achreinim, meaning the times after Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, or the times after the earlier Tanoim, that's when he started writing it. And so on, he goes on through many, many different proofs, and he argues Beferish with those Achrinim, and he says that that Rashi agrees with the Rambam that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did write the Mishnayis. Now, the obvious question on that is, so how do you read those Rashis? And specifically, the Rashi over here in Bava Metzia, where it says that Mishnah Gemara, you have to keep on learning and reviewing it, otherwise it's forgotten. And he asks, if it's written down, why would it be forgotten? So he brings from a contemporary of his, Yashish Yaakov, Yaakov Siyalish, lived in his times, he brings from his Sefer to answer this question. The Yashish Yaakov answers the question by being metavich the shita of Rashi and the Rambam, and the Chida learns it similarly to explain all the yokim in Rashi. And I'm going to read from inside. It sounds from Rashi that in the days of Rebbe, Mishnayis were not written. They were only organized orally. And that's why he writes that that he was worried that the Mishnayis will be forgotten. Aval Ramba Makdamosi Kosav Shirebi Kosav Mishnayis. Ofiza Kosha, my Dorshlaim Avirat Samishna, Valyacher Shek Suvim, Inchashishtakhu. But the Rambam writes, Beferish, that the Rebbe did write it. So then the question is, if Rebbe wrote it, why is he afraid that they're going to be forgotten? The Shleimar, he makes a big site. Dikshadara Shavi Ratzel Mishnah, Adayin Lo Yiskimu L'Koisvan. When in the earlier days of Rabbi Danasi, they didn't yet agree, the Chum did not yet agree to this big revolution that for the first time in 1500 years of history, of Torah history, we're going to start writing down Torah Shebal Peh. The Acher Zeh Hiskimu Mishumei Slasis LaHashem L'Kasvan, only at a later point in Rabbi Danasi's life did they come to agreement that they should write it down. So Zakta Chidol Fize Efshar D'Rashi Tona Davkina U'Marni U'Savar D'Bitchila Seder Mishnei Sal Peh. That talk in the beginning of Rabbi Danasi's life, they were still learning the Mishnayos orally for many years. And that's the period of time the Rebbe's talking about when he's saying they have to make sure to learn Mishnah, meaning more than Mikra, because it's going to be forgotten. But then the end of Rabbi Danasi's life, it was written, the Mishnahs were written, in the beginning of this Rashi itself, Rashi starts off saying, that Mishnah and Gemara might be forgotten if they're not constantly reviewed. Then Rashi continues, Shebimeyam leya Gemara bechsav. In their days, Gemara wasn't written. What do you mean Gemara? Gemara not Mishnais? Mishnais was written. Oh, Zakta Chidada, yeah, in the beginning of Rabbi Danasi's life, the beginning of his Nesiyas, both the Mishnais and the Gemara were not written, and both of them were going to be forgotten. And then, later in his life, the Mishnais was written, but the Gemara was not written. And that's why Rashi says that Shebimeim like Gemara b'chsav, that in the end of Rabbi Danasi's life, Mishnais was written, but Gemara was not. So that's the way that the Chida learns it, and the Chida emphasizes a few times that Rashi, Beferish, agrees with the Shittas Rambam that Rabbi Danasi did write the Mishnais. Now, obviously, what's left is those Rashis in Sukkah and Shabbos, which the Chida wasn't directly on. The Chida was on the Sugya above Metziah, and the Rebbe is going to get to those momentarily. But before we continue in the Ha'ara, it's important to mention that there's a letter of the Rebbe. This Sicha that we're learning, it was said in Tavshin Lamed Aleph. It was printed in a Likut in Tavshin Lamed Dalet. A few years before that, in Tavshin Chav Ches, there's a letter in Igros Kodesh, Chil Kafei. And the Rebbe writes as follows. Shalom Baruch B'mayinu Mechtov Ay Boi Shoyal Daiti B'negi Azman Ksivas HaMishnah. Writing to my great-grandfather, Yitzchak Isaac Wagner. He's asking he asked the Rebbe, when was the Mishnah written? V'hine gam hu mazgir b'mechtovei al dvar ha-shittes b'zeh. D'das Rashi Irvin samach beiz on beiz v'chamer b'mesein uzal shafilu b'meiha meir abaye eloi hoya dvar ha-locho k'suv b'meina filo isachas chutz m'gilas tainis. V'shittes ar-gamba maknamosil sefer yad ha-chazaka asher Rabbeinu HaKadosh chibir me'akol sefer Mishnah chulu v'nigle b'kol yishol l'chsevu ha-kulei. So the Rebbe writes that you yourself write in your letter about the shittes, that there's Rashi and Irvin, which we're going to see soon, and other Rishonim, that even in the times of Abaye, it was not there was no Torah written, there was no Torah Shebal Peh written. But then you have the Rambam that writes clearly that Rabbi Danasi wrote the Mishnayos. Zakter Rebbe, u'muvan she'ein lach nesresh bin har magdelen. Take, it's a machlekes, and it's a big machlekes. Af shelechayra hayamakim leimer shahar Rambam shira kisvi agoinim. It's true, the Rebbe writes, that you could seemingly answer that the Rambam is continuing with the Shitta of the Ga'inim, Rav Shira Ga'in's letter, because the Rambam lived in the countries close to Bavel, where Rav Shira Ga'in lived, and maybe had access to that letter, and therefore he takes that that Mahalach that Rabbi Danasi did write the Mishnais, which is the more mechuvendika nusach in the Gersh of Shira Goyim. Mashenkin Rashi, who lived in the countries of Tsarfas, so farther away, those days obviously the communication wasn't the greatest, so possibly Rashi did not see the letter, and if he did see the letter, maybe Rashi would agree, would have to say that Rabbi Danasi did write the Mishnais. So it's possible to say that. It's possible to say that Rashi's chiddush, that Rabbi Danasi did not write the Mishnayos, is pashut based off of a lack of information that he did not have, Mashenkin the Rambam had. You could say that, the Rebbe says. However, why should we get involved in this machlekes? Ein lahach nesurish min har magdelim. And the Rebbe finishes off in the letter of Al Hari Kama Meirazal Hachrin and Daitam Kedas Rashi Bezeh Vivi Reisal Zeh. And there's a lot of Achrinim that hold like Rashi. Possibly this is what we said, the Mari Chagiz and the Mari Chazan, etc. And they brought proofs on this. Mufratam Advarim Sfarim Adonim Mishel Amura. The Rebbe says this is all dealt with in the Sfarim that deal with this question. So in that letter, the Rebbe seems to say, leave it as a Machlaikas. In other words, Al Derech the Mari Chagiz. That leave it as a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. The chiddush of Ar Ha'ara and Ar Sicha is that the Rebbe actually learns and is miyashiv shittas Rashi, that Rashi agrees with the Rambam al derech, the way the Chida learned, but in a totally different way. So let's go back to the Ha'ara now, the third paragraph. V'lachein yishleimar, zok the Rebbe, l'fin is daiti, b'doichek ha'kopanim l'hasur t'misa now, we could answer all these questions, take maybe a little bit b'doichek, but at least they'll get rid of all these questions that we said that how could it be that Rashi's argument with all the Rishonim and Rashi doesn't write anywhere who did write it, of course, if we say that Rabbi Nasi did not write it, etc. So Zok the Rebbe, the Yesoid, let's not make the Yesoid out of the Rashi and Shabbos and Sukkah that we did start off with. Let's look at a different Rashi. Shesomach Rashi al Mashakosa Bivav Mitzia Peivav Resha Medalef Bepeirosh Seif Mishnah Chului Hayra. Afshel Grisisenu Loi Hizker Kasav. What does that mean? So in Bav Metzia later, not the sugya that we learned before, but later in Daf Pevav. So over there you have the Gemara quotes as follows. It's actually Rabbi Danasi himself talking and saying about the sefer from other Mishnah that he saw. And over there it's written Rabbi Rabbi Nosson Soif Mishnah. Rabbi and Rabbi Nosson are the end of the era of Mishnah. Ravashi Ravina Soif Hira. Ravashi and Ravina are the end of Hira, what we call the Amiraim. So Rashi explains what do these words mean. So Rashi says Soif Mishnah. The Rebbe quotes the two Rashi Soif Mishnah and the next Rashi Soif Hira. And basically, let's first see Rashi Seif Mishnah. Rashi says, Soif Tanoim, Ad Yemein Amru Ishes Dvarah Beveis HaMedrash, until the days of Rabbi and Rabbi Nosson, people would say their words in the Beis HaMedrash. V'Talmidim Gersim Shmuel Shmuel V'Adandach, and the students would review each sugya by itself. Lo Yoyim Masechtis Stories, but there was no organized Masechtis by topic. V'Sider V'Kibitz Al Seider, and now Rebbe came and organized it all and he brought it all together in an orderly fashion. V'hein kalulu ha'am or b'dayer shalifneihem v'sidus ha'masechtis, and now came Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson and they included everything that was said in the previous generations and they organized these masechtis. V'achreihem l'yisifol mat, and after, that's what the Gemara says, that Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson are safe Mishnah, because after them there was not too many additions into this organization of Torah Shebaal Peh. And so too in Seif HaYirah, we're not going to do the whole Rashi inside. Arucha, Rashi explains that the same idea happened with Ravina and Ravashi, with all the statements of the Amiraim explaining the Mishnahs. That until Ravina and Ravashi, they would each time they would learn a Mishnah, they would just say the questions and the answers and all the pulpulim that they would have on the Mishnah. And then Ravina and Ravashi came and they organized it, each discussion on the Mishnah where it belongs. So, what do we see from this Rashi? We see from this Rashi a very important comparison between the way that Rebbe wrote Mishnayos, or Rebbe did Mishnayos, let's say, and the way that Ravashi did the Gemara. Now, Bepashtos, although we said before that the Mari Chagiz and the Mari Chazan hold that Ravashi also did not write the Gemara, but let's use what the Chida wrote, that it's a pella to say such a thing, and we know from the Rambam writes that he found gvilim that were of Gemara that were written from many many years before then, so it's definitely much more of a accepted fact that the Gemara was written by Ravashi. What we see from these two Rashis in Bava Metzia, in the Secher, is that it seems like we're comparing very clearly the way that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi gave us Mishnayos to the way that Ravashi gave us Gemara. In other words, it seems like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnayos. So the Rebbe is saying this Rashi is the Yesoid for Shitas Rashi. And in all the other Rashis, that Rashi Take makes it not clear. It makes it sound like the Mishnayos and Gemara was not written down. Rashi's really being soimich on what he wrote over here in Asaycher, above Metzia, Daf Pei Vav, that it's mashmar from there, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi did write the Mishnayos. And the Rebbe in the Rebbe Bavarns, in the parentheses, Afshaligur Sisin Lahisker Kosav. If you look through that Rashi, it doesn't say once the word Kosav, that Rebbe did not see Kosav the Mishnah, wrote the Mishnah, which would be the ultimate proof, which would be the ultimate answer, like we saw in the Lashon of the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Take Rashi doesn't use that word Kosav, but the Rebbe is saying, and again, this the Rebbe says, B'deicha Kakalpanim, that this is the Yisoid of Shittas Rashi. And now the Rebbe is going to bring another Rashi in Gittin, which is we quoted before the Taisa Sridin Gittin. Now we'll see that sugya and how it's learned there. So the Rebbe writes, Umasim zelipirish Rashi, Gittin daf samach hamad beis, divar mascho dvarim. Let's first give a little bit of background in the sugya. So over there on daf before, on daf mates, on daf mates, on the aleph, I'm sorry, on daf samach hamad aleph. So the Gemara talks about that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Ma'ani b'Sifra de Gadat b'Shabbata, they were looking into a sefer of Agadis on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara v'Halo Nitin l'Kosev, but it's not able to be written. How do they have a sefer of Agadis? It's not able to be written. And the way Rashi explains that nothing was allowed to be written Kidamrinun l'Kamon, as we're going to see later in the Gemara, which is on the next Amud, and we're going to see the Makar there. So how could we say that the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish had a Sifra Da'agadata? Ella, the Gemara answer is, that because it wasn't possible otherwise, in the words of Rashi, that the hearts were decreasing, the level of attention to learning was decreasing, and Torah would be forgotten, so it wouldn't be possible any other way without writing it, and therefore, they wrote down Torah Shebal Peh. Now, what is this? What is this issur of writing down Torah Shebal Peh? So, on the next Amud, on Daf Samach Amud Beis, we quote the memra of Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. I'm sorry. Before that, Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmini Miturgamani Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Ksiv Ksiv Lachas Advarim Ha'Ela Uksiv Kel Pi Advarim Ha'Ela. What's going on? One pasuk says, "Save the chas d'varmei Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to write down these words that he's teaching in the Torah." And the other pasuk says, "Ki al pi," or actually, that same pasuk says, "Ki al pi hadvarmei eila," on the basis of the words of these halachis, I'm making a bris with the Yidden. In other words, the Torah is al pi hadvarmei eila. So is Torah written or is Torah al pi? The words that were written by that Hashem told Moshe to write, meaning Torah shebichsav, those you're not allowed to say alpeh. Dvarim shebalpeh, and the words that Hashem only told Moshe Rabbeinu balpeh, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu not to write them down. That's what the message of this pasuk is. You're not allowed to say them by writing. You're not allowed to say them from a written sefer. That's the Gemara's lashon yeter Rashi la oimron bichsav. Now Rashi on those words, Rashi has a different gersa. Rashi says udvarim shebal peh yeter Rashi la koisvan, which is seemingly like more pashut, that dvarim shebal peh you're not allowed to write them. Zakter Rashi mikan atalomed shatalmud leinitan lichtoiv elo mipnei shatirim shtakachas. This fills in the blanks of that we said on the previous Amud. From here we see, from this pasuk we see, that the Gemara, that Talmud was not able to be written, except for the reason that Torah Mishtakachas, like the Gemara said on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, that Esas es Hashem Mefir Torah Secha. But other than that, we have a clear pasuk, that Dvarim Shabbat Peh Yat Rashi L'Kaisvan. So now let's think about this. If Rashi is bringing this to explain the story from before was talking about Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which are early Amirayim, which means that they're before Avashi. We're not talking about here writing the Gemara. Taka Rashi's lashon is Mikan Talmid Shat Talmud Leinitin Lichtoiv, right? But Bipashas, we're talking here about the Mishnayis, which was before in the times of Rabbi Danasi before Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So if we're saying that the reason why the reason why it was able to be written is because of Eslasis, and we're talking about the times of the early Amirayim, that must mean that it was Taka already written before then by the times of the Tanayim, by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So this is what the Rebbe is saying, Umasim, that this the Yisoid that we made from the Rashi in Aseicher, of Seif Mishnah and Seif Ra, that's Masim that fits with these words of Rashi, that we're learning that already in the times of these Amirayim, it was already written. Ulam Aymer Chazal, The Rebbe continues, "Ulmaimer Chazal Gittin on Tesa Med Aleph, the Rebbe Ravashi have a Teruk Dula B'Makim Echad." And also, it fits with the Gemara. The Gemara, which is talking also in that sugi, a little bit earlier, on that from Tesa Med Aleph, the Gemara over there talks mentions that a comparison from of Moshe Rabbeinu to Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, and then from Rebbe to Ravashi. What's the comparison? Have a Teruk Dula B'Makim Echad, they had Torah and Gdula, which Pashtus is Ashiros, in one place, and like Rashi tells us in Bava Metzia and the Gimel Beis, that they had the ability to collect all the Talmidei Chachamim together and to collect Torah Shebal Peh and Mishnah and Gemara, in Mishnais and Gemara. So what do we see? What's the Rebbe proving from all these? That there's a connection between the Rashi's of Seif Mishnah Sefer Ra in Bava Metzia, the Rashi over here in Gittin on Daf Samach Amud Beis, which is about that telling us why the Talmud of, meaning in the time of Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish, was able to be written, and the Gemara that compares Ravashi and Rebbe, meaning that just like Ravashi wrote the Gemara, so it's the same thing with Rebbe, that he wrote the Mishnayos. So this is the Yesoid of Shittas Rashi that Rebbe is explaining, that Rebbe did write down the Mishnayos. So now we have to go back and farenfer the Rashi's in Shabbos and Sukkah, which is what we started off showing how l'chayra, it was not written. So in those Rashi's in Shabbos and Gittin and Shabbos and Sukkah was mashma that the Mishnayos was not written, because Rashi talks about how the rest of the Mishnayos were not written. So Zakta Rebbe uvehanal b'Rashi Shabbos v'Sukkah. How are we going to answer the diokin that we made from Rashi? That's mashma that the Mishnayos was not written. Medubar b'shem Megillas Tainis uveloshen shebeton rabbanon. Two diokim. Number one, let's start with the one in Shabbos, which was about Megillas Tainis. So first of all, it's interesting that it's called Megillas Tainis, which means that the sefer that was written down is called a Megillah, which already emphasizes that it's different than even a regular sefer. We're calling it specifically Megillas Tainis, Megillah. And, more importantly, this is all in a sugi of a Tanu Rabbanon, both in Shabbos, that we just said, as well as the Gemara in Sukkah about the halachas of sitting in the Sukkah. They both are sugis that start off Tanu Rabbanon. What's the diok? Tanu Rabbanon, we know, is that the Chum learned in a Braisa. Braises are the statements of Tanoim before Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi left outside of Mishnayos, that he did not put them in Mishnayos. So Zakta Rebbe, so how do those Rashi's say that the other that Torah was not written? Very simple. It's not talking about in the times of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. It's talking about before the times of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, right? Tanu Rabbanan, the times of the Tanoim that lived before Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So then, Taka Megillas Tainis, meaning like Rashi said, Lefisha Shaar Kol Mishnah Brayso Lo Yayuksuvin, that all the rest of the Mishnayos and Brayso were not written, and like the Rashi and Sukkah, the same thing, the Mishnayos Aruchos Shugurais Befeh, that the Mishnayos were only Balpeh. So that's a simple. The Rebbe explains very pashut that it's totally not a hechrich from those Rashi's to say that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi didn't write the Mishnayos. All you see from those sugis is that we're talking about before Rabbi Yehuda Anasi that Mishnayos was not written. So now the problem is with the Rashi in Eirvin. What's in Eirvin? There's a sugya that also talks about Megillas Tainis. The Avsha be Eirvin Samach Beis Omen Beis Koy Bizman Hamiroyim. So in the Gemara in Eirvin we have as follows. We have the halacha over there about the Talmud being Meira a halacha in front of his teacher. So we have a question. Amrle Rav Yaakov Baraba Labaye. Rav Yaakov Baraba asked Abaye. So these are Amiroyim. Kigoyin Megillas Tainis Tichsivo Mancha Mahu Loiroye Basre Darabe. What about, for example, something like Megillas Tainis, which is written and it's clear? What could you paskin like that? Could a Talmud paskin in such a halacha if his teacher in the place of his teacher? So Zakt Rashi Kigoyin Megillas Tainis Tichsivo Mancha Elu Yom Masrun Lisanais, and Rashi explains basically the same thing that he explains in Shabbos. The Hachi Nakat Megillas Tainis Shlei Hoysa Dvar Halacha Ksuva Bimein Afilu Oisachas Chutz Megillas Tainis. So the Hachi Karla Megillah, that nothing else was written in those days except for a Tainis, and that's why it's called Megillah. It had that special status of Megillah that didn't exist in any other, nothing else existed like that. So the problem is that over here Rashi again is writing that only Megillas Tainus is written, and here you cannot say that it's talking about in the times of the Tanoim before Ibn Anasi, because this is a sugi v'rakiv barabba tabaye. So if you're going to want to say that it's that he's choosing this reason, that he's choosing Megillas Tainus for a different reason, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba is asking specifically, what about pasking in Megillas Tainus for a different reason, right? Which the other Rishonim learn. So fine. But how could Rashi say over here in Erevin that it's the reason why Rav Yaakov Bar Abba chose the example of Megillas Tainus is because nothing else was written? Zok the Rebbe, Yishleimar b'deichek akalpanim, the Rebbe acknowledges that it's a deichek akalpanim, but you could say Shu agav grader the Tanur Rabbanon Shabbos Shom, the taket, it's Rashi just using the same lashon that he used for the sugi in Shabbos, but it's not meduyuk, meaning taket in times of Abaye you already had Mishnayos written. So the Rebbe deals with the Rashi in Erevin, and now there's two more Rashis to deal with. The first Rashi is in Ksubis Taf Yud Tesum Beis. Over there, the Gemara says as follows: Itmar, it was said, Sefer Sheinei Muga, a Sefer that is not edited and it's not checked over to make sure that there's no mistakes. And Rashi right away says, Sefer Sheinei Muga, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. We're talking about a Sefer, not just a regular Sefer, but a Sefer of Tanakh. So what's the din? Amar Rabbi Ami said, Ad Shlishim Yimuter L'Shahoysai, for 30 days you could keep it in your house. Mikan Ve'ela Chasul L'Shahoysai, after 30 days you're not allowed to keep it in your house. Mishum Shnemar Al Tashkin Ba'alecha Avla, you're not allowed to keep an Avla, something false, something corrupt, in your tent. So he learns that for 30 days for more than 30 days you're not allowed to keep it in your house. So what's from this Rashi? Rabami is an Amira. Rami is an Amira. He's talking from an early generation of Amirayim. He's right after Rabbi Danasi, but he's an Amira. And he's writing, Sefer Sheinei Muga Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim, meaning that it seems like Rashi's being medayik, that what is the definition of a Sefer in those days, in Rabami's days? Sefer only means only Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim, that there was no other Sfarim. And according to what we're saying, according to Rashi, in times of Rabami, meaning after Rabbi Danasi, it was already written. And then the next one is Ubam Metzia, Aflamet Gimel Med Alf, which this is the Rashi that we started with the Marich Hagiz and the Marich Hazan. This is the sugya they were based on. So let's read it again quickly. Shamishna Gemara Yafim Mimena Pneishet Pliim Begirso Mishtakchem Shabimeim Loya Gemara Bechsav. That the whole reason why the Gemara is saying that Mishnayos and Gemara is more important than Psukim is because Mishnayos and Gemara were not written. And their days, Gemara wasn't written. So it's mashma from here again, very clearly, that in times of Rabbi Danasi, it was not written. So Zakhtar Rebbe, for these two, we have a different answer. More. Yeshleimar, Zakhtar Rebbe, the Kivan Shahaya Bimei Rebbe, Nakat Milsa Dipshita. Because here we're talking about in the days of Rebbe, we'll explain in a moment. Therefore, he used an example of something that's for sure, something that's obvious, that there's no debate about, that there's no question about, Shaya Kvar Vaday Kasav, that was for sure written. What does that mean? So, first of all, when it comes to the Gemara Ksubis, Rabami, so like we said, Taka Rabami, everybody's discussing this. Rabami was seemingly, according to the Rambam, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Danasi. But it's mashma in some places that Rabami was at least in the generation of Rabbi Danasi. So that's what the Rebbe is saying, that Shahaya Bimei Rebbe, that because Rabami was in the times of Rebbe, and like we said, in the times of Rebbe was when Mishnayos was written. It's not called a Misal de Pshita. That's not like, if I want to give you a case, an example of something that's written, I'm not going to tell you about Mishnayos. Mishnayos was mamish achidish, that it was written just in that generation. I'm going to give you something that was for sure written, that everybody had, which was a Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And so that's the Gemara in Ksubis, that it's Rabami. What about the Gemara in Bav Metzia? So over here, part of this whole sugya is that Rabbi Yochanan explains, Bimei Rebbe Nishneis Mishnah Zu. This brisa was said in the times of Rebbe, and Rebbe was the one who made this brisa, and that's how the Gemara answers the stira within the brisa. First, the brisa says that Gemara in Chag Midah Gedilim Izu, that Gemara is the greatest, and then the Brisa finishes off. Elam Haviratz the Mishnah Yisrim Gemara, that you should run to Mishnah Yisrim more than to Gemara. So which one's greater, Gemara or Mishnayos? So Rabbi Yechon explains, that this Braisa was taught in the times of Rebbe, meaning, and the Gemara is Mamshech to explain, and it's a long Rashi over there, right on top of Amud Beis, that because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's point was to write down the Mishnayos and to explain the Mishnayos and to have it organized. So when that happened, everybody was starting to be ofarkocht in the pilpul of the Mishnayos, which basically means Gemara. And that's taka correct. However, he was afraid that they were starting to forget the basic Mishnayos. They were so farkocht in the pilpul that they forgot the basics. So therefore, he added on a stipulation in the Braisa. And the end of the Braisa, he said, don't forget about the Mishnah. In other words, taka Gemara in l'chamidu g'deilu mizu, but Gemara is only great and Gemara is only helpful if it comes with the background of Mishnayos. If the person skipped a step of Mishnayos, then what's the Gemara? So the point is that we see from the Gemara clearly that this Braisa was taught in the days of Rebbe. So Zakter Rebbe, same thing, like the Gemara Ksobis, that because it was in the times of Rebbe, the Rashi wants to explain what about in the times of Rebbe, what is the idea of Gemara Mishnayos. The idea is that it wasn't written, because even if it was written in the times of Rebbe, it was not the Milsa de Pshita that it was written. Or it wasn't Shoye Kvar Vaday Kasu, it wasn't for sure written. Over here we could put in the Vart of the Chidah, from the Yashish Yakev that we quoted earlier. I wouldn't say that it's Mamish, the same thing that the Rebbe is saying, but it's similar that even within the days of Rebbe Gufa, it was Ersh being written in the beginning of Rebbe's days, it was not written, and only in the end of Rebbe's days it was written. But now the Rebbe adds another point, another answer. Or you could say, to answer these two, Shalimud bebeis hamedrash haya bal peh. Very interesting. Even Zakter Rebbe la'olam, I'll tell you that yes, the Mishnayos was written in the times of Rebbe, but even after Mishnayos was written, they were not learning in the Beis Medrash from the Mishnayos. They were learning still bal peh. Why? Ki kivan de'efsher shuv chala divrei Hazal dvar mishal bal peh iyat Rashi la'olam bichsav. Because it's possible that the words of the Chachamim that we quoted in Gemara Gittin, that Dvarim Shebal Peh Iyat Rashi La'oyman Bechsav, and now let's be medayik on the words of the Gemara. We said that Rashi had the Girsa, Rashi brought down Iyat Rashi La'koysvan. Dvarim Shebal Peh, you're not allowed to write them. But the words in the Gemara that the Rebbe is quoting now is Dvarim Shebal Peh Iyat Rashi La'oyman Bechsav. You're not allowed to say them in writing. It's mashma from that Lashon. Maybe, Efshar, the Rebbe says, that even after they are written, you're still not allowed to use the writing. In other words, you have to write it, but then you can't learn it from the written form. You have to still keep on learning it in a way of Baal Peh. So Zakter Rebbe, it's possible that exactly what Rashi is writing over here in Baal Metziah, that in those days, Shemishna Gemara Yaf Mimena Mipnei Shetluyin Begirsa Umishtakchim, their taka, like Rashi's writing, that in those days, the Gemara and Mishnayos are dependent on review, and they could be forgotten, meaning it's mashma that they were not written. So the other Rebbe is saying, no, you could say that they were written, but they were still being learned bal peh. And Shebimei Malayah Gemara Bechsav, in their days, Gemara wasn't written. So you can make the same diuk that the Chidah made, but in a totally different beer. That again, the Chidah's diuk was, how come Rashi started off saying Shamishna u Gemara yafim imena pnei shetulim begirsa mishtakchem, and then he writes Shebimim le Gemara bechsav, what about Mishnayos? Smashma that Mishnayos was written. But now we see, according to the Rebbe's Vart, that yes, 100%, Mishnayos was written. Shebimim le Gemara bechsav, only Gemara wasn't written, Mishnayos was written. However, back to the beginning, both Mishnayos and Gemara, even the Mishnayos that was written, it's still tulim begirsa mishtakchem. It's still dependent on review, and it could be forgotten, even though it's written, like the Rebbe is saying here, because Dvarim Shel Peh, Rashi Leimer Bechsav, that even after it's written, we don't want to learn it by Baal Peh. Och Shechol Safik Yotzol Liris B'Sefer, only when there was a Safik, they went to check up what was written in Sefer, which was the whole point of why they wrote down the Dvarim Shel Peh Eis Lasis, that it should never be forgotten. So this is for a case of emergency, for emergency use only. That when something is, there's a suffix in the learning, so then you could go check up what's written in the Sefer, but on a regular day-to-day basis, it was taka only learnt Baal Peh, and the Vayter, the same thing would be in the Gemara Ksubis of Rabami, of Sefer She'enim Muga, the Rashi says Sefer She'enim Muga is Teren Avim Ksuvim, because that's practically what people had in their houses, that was the Sefer that people had in their houses. The Rebbe finishes off, going into this sugya of the Isser, is the Isser still Chal? Is the Isser of Dvar Shel Bapeh, Dvar Shel Lo Yomer B'Chtav still Chal even after the times that Rebbe and Rav Ashi wrote the Mishnah and the Gemara? This is a sugya for itself in Paiskim.